We're going to talk about prayer. So important. The church will be no stronger than her prayer life. We need to know everything we can about effective praying. We need to know how to pray in confidence. We need to know how to pray accurately. We need to know how to pray yielding to the Spirit of the living God. And we're going to be able to climb the mountain together tonight. Are you ready?
Amen.
You ready?
Yes.
Are you good mountain climbers?
Yes.
Joshua 1:8 is where I want to begin. Wonderful Holy Ghost, precious Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
We need Him.
Hallelujah.
We need Him. We need Him.
Amen.
We have to have Him to pray effectively.
Hallelujah.
Scripture says we know not how to pray as we ought, but He knows and He's here.
Yes.
Joshua 1:8 is a generic verse. It talks about success and tells us how to have success in every arena of life. Now, do you want success or failure?
Success.
Oh, me too. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then, you see that then? And then. After you meditate day and night. Now, day and night means I've given a continual concentration to meditation. Meditation standing in one spot. It's seeing something. It's focused on some passage of Scripture or some thought or idea that comes from the Holy Ghost. A lot of times, as I'm reading and I'm thinking and I'm pondering, something in the Word grabs my attention. And I meditate there. I stop there. Meditate day and night. Now, it's not reading the Bible through that's important. You can read the Bible through and not know what it said. I can read instructions, you can too, and not know what it said. This is God speaking to us. This is God's instruction. And God said, if you want success, and that word success means to do wisely. To do wisely. Well, if we want to be successful prayers, we have to meditate day and night. Prayer is grounded in the Word of the living God. If you come to me for prayer about healing and I'm not certain what God has to say about healing, I've not meditated, I've not come to any conclusions, I think maybe what religion told me might be right. They said, you know, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level with the ground, it's all God.
Amen.
That's their theory. You've heard that theory, that's the Cumbie version of the theory. Well, if I'm not certain about what God said about divine healing, then I'm ineffective in prayer. Since if I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be prosperous, I have to know. If I'm going to know, I have to meditate day and night. Now, I don't know about you, but it's very hot in Florida. And you know how much air conditioning I want? Day and night.
Hallelujah.
In fact, I like lots of air conditioning.
Yes.
We left our air conditioner running. We had to call back home and say, please turn the air up to our daughter who runs our affairs while we're gone. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. That means I focus on what God has to say. I'm laying a foundation. Now, our house is behind a bridge. We put the bridge up ourselves. It's behind about a 30-foot span of water. And we brought these huge poles, and they came and they pounded those into the ground. Now, they're going to lay some decking and some foundation. They're going to do some things on top of those poles. But those poles were the first step so that the bridge could be in proper order. And the Word of God is always the first step so that prayer can be in proper order. If I'm not sure God will meet your need out of His riches and glory, and you say you need $114.12, I don't know how to pray. Because I'm not certain. See, I've not meditated in the prosperity Scriptures. I don't know what God will do for you. And I have to pray the prayer you hear all over that's very unscriptural. God, if it be your will, send him $114.12, because I don't know. But see, we can be certain, we can know. And it says this is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him.
Amen.
And I like that word confidence. This is the confidence. See, if I know, if I've meditated day and night, I know some things.
Yeah.
Now, Paul said that all the time. He said, know you not. He thought Christians ought to know a few things. He said, know you not, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't you know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord?
Amen.
He said that over and over. Don't you know? See, we're going to know some things because we're going to meditate. We're going to pound the Word into our heart, just like those huge posts into that body of water, because we're going to lay some effective praying on top of the Word of the living God. When we reach out to heaven, we're going to know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, and I like that. Now, you can have confidence in any arena. And you know what happens to people that are confident? They're bold. They're aggressive. Sometimes obnoxious. you know?
Yeah,
especially if they're confident and you're insecure.
Yes, yes, yes.
You want them to go away.
Yeah.
Just go away. I was at a lady's house and she said, what pound cake recipe do you bake? And I said, oh, I have one, comes from a good friend. I've used it for years. She said, well, you need my aunt's recipe. I said, well, I have a nice recipe. She said, well, what's in it? I said, well, the thing I like about it has sour cream in it. No, no, no. She said, you have to have my aunt's recipe. Well, she's confident. And because she's confident, she kept hounding me. She kept saying, you really need my aunt's recipe. I said, okay, I give. What's in it? So it was basically the same with as the one I use without sour cream, but she assured me it would be a lot better. She just kept at me. See, she's sure. She's positive. This is the confidence we have in him. Now, you'll notice it doesn't say this is the confidence we have in the Word.
Come on.
It doesn't. And Mark 11:22, he didn't say have faith in the Word. Did he? There is such a difference, and I want to draw this line for you, in having confidence in the Word spoken by God, or having confidence in God who spoke the Word.
Amen.
Oh, what a difference. This is the confidence we have in him. See, as I meditate day and night, my confidence grows. I come to know my Father in heaven. And he said, Becky, ask and you will receive. He didn't say you might receive, you could receive. I hope you receive. Give it a shot. You never know. If it doesn't work, you haven't lost anything. You ain't got anything better to do anyway, so why not pray?
Hallelujah.
No, he said, it shall be, it shall be, it shall be, it shall be. And every time I meditate day and night, God's confidence begins to be stirred in me. God said, ask, and it shall be.
Yeah,
and he went farther than that. He extended himself, I say, full throttle, when he said the next verse, everyone that asks receives. All you have to do is determine, are you an everyone?
Yes. Yes.
See, then prayer will work for you. This is the confidence. Every now and then I'm going through my recipe file and I find that pound cake. I never did bake it. Years have come and gone, but in honor of her confidence, I kept it. Still in there. I like the recipe. I have confidence in the one that I've baked for years.
Amen.
Now, one day the phone rang. Wayne answered the phone. And he said, there's some guy on the phone for you. Well, so I thought it was one of the guys from the church or something. So I said, hello. And he said, I have something very difficult to tell you. Didn't say who he was, didn't ask me who I was. He said, I have something very difficult to tell you. Are you sitting down? I said, well, no, but I'll sit down if you want me to. He said, your husband's having an affair with my wife. Well, I never batted an eye. I said, you've got the wrong number.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, we've walked together. 36 years and I know him.
Amen.
I have confidence in Wayne Cumbie. In fact, in our city, there are 3 Wayne Cumbies. And I said to the gentleman, you have the wrong Wayne Cumbie. He said, I didn't call Wayne Cumbie. I said, well, yes, you did. And you're in a jam, so I'm going to pray for you now, Father. You know, I can talk almost without breathing. You can tell that, can't you? I didn't want to give him a chance to hang up. I have great confidence. I'm sure, I'm certain.
Yeah.
But see, confidence comes from the Word of the living God. And as I approach boldly the throne of God, it says I can be successful if I've meditated in the Word. And what meditation does, it makes you sure about God.
Yes.
Positive about our Father. And when you go, you don't have to sneak in the back door of heaven.
That's right.
You don't have to say, if it be thy will.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
You know, children come to know their parent. And they don't have to ask, can I do this or can I do that? They know. And if they're asking about something that they think you'll say no, they're a little timid.
That's fine.
They know you well enough to know what you would allow. I remember years ago, our son wanted to go to a movie with friends, and I said, you can't go to that movie. I was so proud of him. He told his friends, and just blame it on your mother. That's fine. Mothers have big shoulders. Blame it on your daddy. It's all right. If they can't take it, they ought to be able to. He said, my mama won't let me go. But they said, we'll go some other movie. So he went to the movie, and they had already bought tickets for the movie that I told him he couldn't see. In about 20 minutes, he's home. I said, I thought you were going to the movie. He said, well, they thought if they bought tickets ahead of time, when he got there, he could be twisted or connived into buying a ticket and going to that same movie. They thought they had trapped him. But you see, he knows me.
Amen.
Seeing as I meditate day and night, I know God. I know him. I know him. Our daughter did the cooking growing up. I did when she lived at the house. She did the cooking. I cleaned the kitchen. other than it cost me more money when she did the cooking, it was a good deal. She'd send me to the store. She sent me once for a particular kind of mushroom. I knew I was in trouble because I don't know my mushrooms apart. I don't know one mushroom from the other. And I asked the produce man, I'm looking for this kind of mushroom. He didn't know either. I thought, oh no, we're in such trouble here. Well, Wayne's a moderate coffee drinker. See, I know him. I know him. We're in fellowship. We walk together. You don't want to pray and talk to somebody you don't know.
Amen.
How long do you want to talk to somebody? They said, oh, well, are you married? Do you have any children? Where do you live? Well, see, I'm walking with God. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm walking in fellowship with heaven. I know him. I know him. I know every good and perfect gift comes from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variable and is neither shadow of turning. I know, he said, I've come back here that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I know when I approach heaven's throne, he said, my mercies are new every morning.
Yes,
I know him. Well, Wayne's a moderate coffee drinker. Some days he has coffee, some days he doesn't have coffee. But you have to sense that. He'd come in the back door from work, and you have to know, does he want coffee or doesn't he? So one day Suzanne came around the door. She's cooking the dinner as usual. She said, Mom, I looked in his eyes. How do you tell if he wants coffee or not? I can't tell. Do you know I can tell if that man needs coffee and he's on the other side of the wall? Do you know I don't have to see his face?
Amen.
I said, yeah, put on the coffee pot. About 5 minutes, he said, Suzanne, you got the coffee on?
Hallelujah.
I know him.
Amen.
This is the
confidence
we have in God.
Yes.
Now, the only way I'm going to get to know God, the primary way, is through his word. I meditate day and night. And I like to sing the word. I'm not a singer. You'll know that. I can't stay on key. The Lord is good and his mercy endures. I'm singing the word. Oh, I make up my own songs. I don't need any help from any music writer. Just write them myself. The Lord is good and his mercy endures. I'm filling my heart with God.
Yes, yes.
With God. So that when I need something or when I want to fellowship with him, I don't have to beat heaven's door down. I'm known there.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He knows me.
Yes.
And I know him. Now, you know, John 15:7 says what? If you abide in me and my what?
Words.
Word. See, the foundation of prayer is the word of God. If I don't know God's word, I'm going to be hindered as I pray. But if I know God's word, I know God. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the word. Trust in the... Paul didn't say, I know what I believe. What did he say?
I know whom I believe.
Yes.
I know whom I believe. I know. He said, I know him. Now that's the God I'm going to approach in prayer. I know him.
Yes.
Now look at the first Psalm. It says the same identical thing. Here's a scriptural rule that's very important. The Bible does not say a lot of different things. Sometimes people approach it, it's such a big book, and how can you know it? It says very few things, many ways.
Yes.
The first Psalm is identical to Joshua 1:8, where he said, if you want success, you've got to meditate day and night. You've got to keep the word of God in your mouth and let it not depart from your mouth. Well, you know how to keep something in your mouth. You open the can of peanuts, and you have a few, and then you have a few more. Then you put the lid on the can, and 5 minutes later, you come back, have a few more. Just keep them in your mouth all day long until you get to the bottom of the can. And God said, now you keep my word in your mouth. Why? I am confident of this very thing, that he who has begun, confident that he, Paul says, I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
See, when I know him, you know what I know? He wants to help me.
Yes.
Yes.
He said, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth. Why? He's watching. He's watching. God's love and God's mercy is so expansive. We think of things on three dimensions, but Paul said that you might know the height, the breadth, the length, and the depth. Four dimensions. He gave the love of God four dimensions. And his love is of such quantity, of such quality, that he couldn't be satisfied with blessing and helping his children. He reached out to the sinners, to his enemies. His love just spilled over, and he said, I'll help my children, I'll help my family, I'll help my kids, I'll help my enemies. And he said, the rain will fall on the just and the unjust. God wants to help you. You see, the world and religion will tell you, God says yes, no, and maybe. Then I know they don't know him.
That's right.
They don't know him.
That's right.
Because all the promises of God, when God speaks, when heaven's voice proclaims, the answer is yes. Yes. And when I go, I don't go for God to say no. I said no. I meant no. Don't come back. Don't ask me anymore. I'm weary of you. Get out. God says, what is it, Becky? Now the first psalm says we delight in the word. You know how to delight in something. I don't know what you delight in. Most people, it's chocolate.
Yes.
They think, chocolate. Me, it's lemon. And they laugh at me when I fix a glass of iced tea. It's really lemonade with tea flavor. Oh, I just love lemon. My refrigerator, if I got to the bottom of the lemon juice, I go get me another bottle. One thing I'm not running out of is lemon. I like lemon. It says delight in the law of God. And the word is the same. If you delight in chocolate, if you delight in lemon, I saw a shirt I wanted to give a relative. It said, give me the chocolate, nobody will get hurt. Is that how you feel? But see, it says, feel that way about God. Feel that way about the Word of God. And then it says, what's going to happen? See, I meditate day and night. I love God. I love His Word. We say, I love Thy law, oh God. My father's a church musician. You can't tell that, can you? I was raised in the hymnal. I knew more about the hymnal than the Word of God for a long time. The hymnal I know, God I came to know. It says, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that shall bring forth what? Fruit. Fruit. See, the object of prayer is fruit. I read for years a book on prayer. What I do when I get ready to teach something, I go back and read something I've read 10 times, sometimes 50 times before. Right. Same chapter, right. Same information I've been reading for years and years and years. And I've been reading a book since 1977. When I teach prayer, I go back and read Prevailing Prayer to Peace. But I never had noticed the title till recently. I hadn't. I don't know why. Prevailing prayer is prayer that works.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Prayer is supposed to, it's not entertainment. It's not because you didn't have anything else to do. It's not because you were desperate. You know what happens to a scared prayer, a desperate prayer? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, God! I've been there, see. I said, wait a minute, Becky, wait a minute, wait a minute. See, it's back to the Bible. What you've meditated in. God has not given us spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Go back to the foundation. Go back to those pillars that are pounded into the canal. Go back to your confidence in the good God and the goodness of God and the mercy that endures forever. And then boldly approach the throne because you know him.
Yeah.
And then say, I'm in a jam. We delight in his word. And when we delight in the word, we bear fruit. Now prayer is fruit. And John 15 says so. Turn over to John 15. John 15 talks about prayer and refers to it as fruit. We're going to have results.
Yes,
prevailing prayer is prayer that brings results. And if I know, it says prevailing prayer to peace. If I know I can pray and get results, I will have peace.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not, have you ever been disturbed, uptight, and strung out?
Yes, been there.
Amen.
Me too.
Come on.
I was really aggravated about something. I didn't realize I was aggravated. You know, I'm doing my usual thing, and I thought I better ask this gentleman that I really trust. And so I laid out the situation because I really needed advice. Thank God for good Holy Ghost advice.
And
you don't need advice from the world, but if you have somebody who can give Holy Ghost advice, can line you up with the Word of the Living God, and that's the place to go. So I laid out my situation. He said, this makes you very mad. And I said, I'm not mad. And he's such a loving man. He says, all right. And it was the next day before I realized I shouted in his face and I was mad. And he didn't come to me. And sometimes we're a little uptight, strung out. We don't realize it. But when it comes to you, see, that's not God's way. A scared prayer, uptight prayer, strung out prayer is ineffective. It's this is the what? Now in John 15, there's a couple verses. One is verse 16. You've not chosen me, Jesus said, I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit.
Right.
Then he tells us what kind of fruit. Your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He's talking about praying and receiving an answer. He refers to that as fruit. And it says in the first Psalm, if we delight in the Word, it's the same thing as a tree planted by the rivers of water that's bearing fruit. I'm a fruit-bearing Christian. I'm supposed to boldly enter the throne of grace and receive heaven's resounding yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
And I know that. Now look at Isaiah 43. Let me show you something phenomenally fascinating. Verse 26 is God speaking. You can tell if you read this chapter. This is God speaking. Well, he said in verse 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Now God said, he's talking here about prayer. He said, put me in remembrance. Now it's not because God forgets what he said.
Amen.
He wants to make sure you didn't forget.
That's right.
What he said. It's because when I put him in remembrance, when I speak his word to him, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
He said, God said, remind me of what I told you that I'd do. Remind me.
Yeah.
Then he said, let us plead together. He's talking about God and I pleading together. Now, if Wayne and I wanted something in particular, and I said, you know, after church, I want to eat at Burger Biggie.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I want to go to the Big Dipper. And I said, no, I want to go to Burger Biggie. He says, no, let's go to the Big Dipper. I said, no, I want to go to Burger Biggie. Are we pleading together?
No.
We're not, are we?
No.
If we're pleading together, we're both going to say, let's go to Burger Biggie. Now, God said, let us, talking about God and I'm going before God. I'm not going up tight and strung out. I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I know him. The Lord is good and his mercy. I know him.
That's right.
He's so good to me. So very good to me. I know him. And if I'm going to plead together, I have to say what he's saying.
Yes.
And he said, when you approach my throne, remind me of what I said. Say the same thing that I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. That's
now that means if I go say, oh God, my knee is killing me. Oh, I hurt my knee. I limped for a year. I'm going to tell you, I wanted to say it more than once. I probably did say it a few times, but then I'd say, I'd like to take that back. I'd like to reword that. I don't want that written. Don't write that down anywhere. I said, this is a heel knee. They'd call one, you want to go to the mall? I said, no. You want to walk the lake? I said, no. I mean, I was just about crippled in my right knee. But see, prayer is putting God in remembrance. It's pleading with him, is saying what he's saying.
Together.
Together is unity. There's unity of word. And I say, Father, you said, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. You sent your word to heal me. No weapon formed against me prospers.
Amen.
And I'd say, come on, knee. And then I'd go. And the pain would shoot up my leg. And somebody said, you shouldn't do that. Now, I'm not telling you what to do about your knee, okay? This is my knee I'm talking about. And I go, they said, you shouldn't do that. And I said, no. God's so good to me. He's so good to me. See, I know him. And he's a great healer. And I can't get anything from God saying, my knee is killing me. I may have to have surgery. You know, when I went to the doctor, and I did go, I wanted to know what he had to say. He said he wouldn't say anything until he x-rayed. Well, I didn't want to pay for x-ray because this is a heel knee. God's so good to me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My doctor probably lays awake at night wondering about me. So very good to me. You know, I finally got my healing. But I began to plead with God. We pleaded together. We walked in unity. I reminded him of his word. He said, declare thou. He didn't say declare the pain, declare your feelings.
Amen.
He's talking about being verbal. You know, now the world says the man talks to himself is crazy. But you know what? The Bible says the man that talks to himself knows God.
That's right.
So speak to yourself.
Psalms
and hymns. Spiritual songs. So I sing. By his stripes I am healed.
Yes.
By his stripes my knee is healed. By his stripes, just pick a tune. My knee is healed, hallelujah. I'm so glad my knee is well, hallelujah. So I'm meditating day and night. Meditating. Standing in that one spot, that's the spot. You know, I don't need a financial scripture. I believe in finances. I believe in God that meets my need. But given it shall be given you is not going to work on my knee. I need by his stripes. I don't know why. You know, I teach healing school, and people that need God do ridiculous things.
That's right.
We're going to read the Bible through because we always read the Bible through. When the smartest thing they could do is to pick a healing verse of Scripture and don't read anything but that. No, we read the Bible through every year. So get the word in you. Become acquainted with Almighty God. And then plead with him. You know you should look like a reflection in a mirror. Little kids will do that. We sing some music like that. We have a 9-year-old granddaughter. It's the only one we've got. The only grandchild we've got. I cannot get anybody to help me. Have more. Just got one. And she loves, this is D-Daddy, and she follows him around. She's kind of his reflection. Now listen, she's less than half his size. She's less than half his weight. She's less than half his strength. Are you getting my picture?
Yes.
And yet she's so close to him, if she needed anything at all, D-Daddy's there. See, when I meditate in his word, I'm so close. Oh, I am so close to Almighty God that if God whispers the slightest word to me, I hear. I hear. Now, I meditate all the time. This is what I do. This is my standard meditation from 20 years. I say, I hear and I obey. 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 So how long are you going to do that? Oh, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Why? I'm meditating.
Yes.
I'm standing in the same spot. Now, James said, if you look at the word and continue, in other words, keep looking. He's talking about meditation. He said exactly the same thing. If you delight in the word, it'll bear fruit. He said, if you look at the word and you keep looking at it, he said, this man will be blessed and you'll be able to do the work of God. He uses the expression, do the work. Well, prayer is a work of God, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't prayer a work of God?
Yes.
And prayer began, success began in Joshua chapter 1 as we meditated day and night, as we stood in one spot and became acquainted with the Father, as we laid that foundation in our heart, as we delighted in the word, fruit came. Or James 1 said, as you kept looking, you continued. You know, if I left, you were at my house, we're having cake. Lemon pound cake. Listen, that's the best kind. And the doorbell rings, the phone rings or something, and I say, continue in the cake and I'll be back. Do I have to explain continue in the cake to you, or do you understand that?
Yeah, totally.
Just keep eating, help yourself. You know, we say, well, I'll just have, she's not back yet, have just another little, just a little piece. And then the cake's lopsided. Well, we're going to have a little piece over here. You've got to even it up, right?
Oh, now you're preaching.
And you just continue.
Amen.
And he said, if you look at my word and continue, what's happened? I am confident of this very thing. Confidence comes. Now look at Isaiah 62. I'm just building my case. Is that all right?
That's great.
God said, put me in remembrance. I want you to keep that in mind. Now look at chapter 62, verse 6. I've set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Now, if you have a Bible that gives you marginal renderings, has a little number, a little letter there, tells you there's another way that you can say that and be accurate to the Hebrew. The Hebrew actually says, in the margin, of your, anybody have a marginal Bible so they know I'm not writing this? Okay, in your margin it says, ye that are the Lord's remembrancers. I've set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, that shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silent. Now, the Bible does not say a lot of different things. It does not, it does not, it does not. What does that say? Go over to the New Testament. Ye that are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silent. Where is that in the New Testament? Come on. Pray without ceasing. In other words, I'm ready. Now, it says watchman. If you hire a watchman and you say to him, now you can't have a weapon here, no weapons. And no telephone. I don't want you on the phone. Well, he sees somebody shattering a glass. What's he going to do? Got no weapon. Have you ever put a phone line in your wall? I only know because I was there. Wayne's in the attic. He takes the phone line all the way across the attic. And then he fishes it down inside the wall. It's supposed to come across this little bitty square hole that's in the wall. So I'm the watchman. You know what I'm watching for? I'm standing outside looking through that little bitty hole. Actually, it's right down there, so I'm squatted. I'm looking for the telephone wire. And he'll be in the attic. He'll say, you see it yet? You see it yet? And usually about 10 minutes, you say, no, no. He says, okay, let me readjust it. He'll try again. He said, now do you see it? I say, no. I'm a watchman. I'm watching. I'm looking. And it says, God's remembrancers. Remember what we're going to do when we remember? We're going to boldly approach the throne. We're going to plead together. We're going to remember his word. He said, remembrancers and watchmen. He ties the two together in the neatest package. I'm watching for that wire. Once that wire passes, I'm going to grab hold of it and pull it through that hole so we can have a telephone extension. Now, sometimes we're fixing the pipe. We have irrigation system. The water comes out of a large body of water and it's pumped up the canal. So sometimes it gets too much sand in it. So he's out, way out on the canal. We live behind two bodies of water. And he's out on the canal fixing the pump. And I'm watching the irrigation. I'm the watchman. Now he'll say, got water yet? I say, no. If he was there, he'd say, now you got water? I say, no. I'm watching for the water. Now it says prayer people are watching. They're watching. You know the story about the little boy that put his finger in the dike? He's watching. If there's a hole in that dike and a hole came, a major dike that would have flooded his country, and so he stuck his little finger through that hole. See, he's watching. Now, you don't want a watchman to watch your building with no weapon, no telephone, do you?
No.
You want him to have weapons. You want him at least be able to call for reinforcements.
Come on.
And say, somebody just shattered a glass. I hear footprints. Could you help me? You want him to have weapons. Well, see, the word is my primary weapon.
Amen.
My knowledge of God, my confidence in him, that's the first weapon that takes me before heaven's throne. God loves me. And he has good things for me. And he wants to help me out of every dilemma so I don't have to be uptight, strung out.
Amen.
And I'm watching, and if I see anything at all, but see, I'm a watchman. And watchmen are remembrancers. Watchmen remember. The weapon that the watchman has is the word of the living God. prayers, their first weapon is the word. And the minute my knee begins to hurt, I say, by his stripes I was healed. You sent your word to heal me. No weapon formed against me prospers. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses.
Amen.
Somebody said, my, you have a strong memory. You memorized a lot of scripture. I haven't memorized any. Haven't. I memorized Joshua 1:8 as a little girl. I was in GAs. We memorized some scripture. But I haven't memorized any scripture. I continued in it. I delighted in it. I read it over and over and over. And I said, I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I delight in the law of God. And I'm like a tree. See, I meditate and stand in that spot. Well, I go back, my knee hurts. See, but I'm watching. And I have a weapon. It's called the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
I have a weapon. Now you go to Ephesians chapter 6. That weapon is listed, and it's a prayer weapon. The word is a prayer weapon. Here we have this wonderful armor, verses 11 through 17. Verse 18 says, praying always. This armor is so I can pray effectively.
Amen.
This is armor for prayer. And in this armor, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Which is the what?
Word.
And then it says, praying always. You see, here I stand. I'm a watchman. I'm watching for a hole in the dike. I'm watching for a need. I'm watching for a dilemma. I'm watching for anything that contradicts the word of the living God. But I'm ready. I've meditated in the word. And I know God. And have confidence in God. And I'm ready to apply that word to the situation. Praying always. And what? Watching. And what?
Watching.
What am I going to do if I see something? What if I look at my checkbook and I see? You know, you don't usually see zero. It usually says minus $5.12. Isn't that what it does to you? But I'm watching, see? I'm watching. And watchmen are remembrancers. Watchmen remember the word. Watchmen plead the word. Watchmen declare the word. They're ready. So I'm ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm watching, and I'm ready. And I say, Father, you said give, and I have given, it would be given unto me. You said if I tithe, you'd rebuke the devourer for my sake, and I am
yes.
a tither. So you said you'd meet my need out of your riches and glory. You are and always will be the great Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
The one who's more than enough. See, I'm watching, but I'm ready. I've meditated, and I'm ready. I'm ready. That need can't overtake me. I can overtake the need.
Hallelujah.
With the word.
Yes.
You will never be more effective in prayer than the word that you know.
That's right. Come on. That's real.
You can write that down, underline it. You'll never be more effective in prayer than the word that you know. That's why I meditate. James said, continue. Psalms 1 said, delight in. Joshua said, meditate. John said, if you abide in me and my words, abide, remain, continue. It's like a sponge full of water. You squeeze that sponge. The minute any pressure comes on my life, the minute I'm squeezed, whether it's my body or my finances or my children, but see, I'm a remembrancer, I'm a watchman, and I'm watching. And the minute I'm squeezed, the word that I've filled my heart with and this God that I know, that I have confidence in, flows out of me in great abundance.
Hallelujah.
Now that's what Mark 11:24 said when it talks about prayer. Now Mark 11:24 works for you about your need. You can't take Mark 11:24 and pray for your neighbor.
That's right.
Now listen, it says, what things soever you desire when you pray that you believe that you receive.
Hallelujah.
You want that again?
That's right.
It says, whatever you desire, when you pray, that you believe that mama receives.
No.
Now, there are many different kinds of prayer. The easiest prayer to pray is for myself and my need, my dilemma, because I know what I believe and I know who I believe.
Amen.
And I know having done all, it doesn't say having done all to sit. Says, having done all to
stand
against the strategies or wiles of the devil. See, the devil's got plans for you. But I'm not bothered by his plans, you see, because I'm a remembrancer, I'm a watchman. And he may, you know, he's supposed to be under your feet. Have you ever noticed sometimes he's crawling up your leg? You think, what is that? So excuse me just a minute. Reposition your foot. Put it down hard on his head. You can't do that if you don't meditate, if you don't continue in, if you don't delight in, if you don't abide in. The foundation for all successful prayer is the word of the living God.
Yes.
No word, no success. How many times we pray, we don't have any clue what God said. I'll ask people, they want us to agree. And I say, what scripture are you standing on?
That's right. That's right.
It doesn't say the prayer of will save the sick.
Come on.
It says the prayer of
faith.
Prayer of what?
Faith.
Prayer of what?
Faith.
Where's faith come from?
Hearing
what?
The word.
How much word?
All word.
Day and night.
Amen.
That means there's a continual flow from the word of God to me, and a continual flow of that word out of me to my Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You ever had a continual flow of water that you didn't want in your house? I'm talking about continual flow. We came home one day, opened the back door, stepped in the back door, and about 8 or 10 inches of water. At the back door, there aren't any water faucets, any water sites at the back door. We had dogs. We're down to one. You can say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We've had four, three, two, and now we just have this one. Such a blessing. We took her off while I was gone. We usually have to bring somebody in because you can't take four, three, or two dogs off. So she's with my daughter. It was wonderful. My first thought is, what are the dogs doing? And we trucked through the house. The kitchen's underwater. The living room's underwater. The dining room's underwater. The spare room's underwater. The bathroom's underwater. The master bedroom's underwater. And the master bath's all under. And I'm not talking about a little bitty water. But then I'm listening. And I'm hearing, whoosh. It's still running somewhere. You could hear the sound. Where is that? And then it dawned on me. That's the wash machine. And I couldn't get it turned off. I'm talking about there's a continual flow of the word of God in me.
Amen.
Now, I may not know everything God said.
Hallelujah.
In fact, I don't know everything he said. But I know what he said about knees. Do you know I even know the scripture where God says to be sick in your knee is a curse? Do you know there's a scripture in there that particularly mentions the knee? Did you know that? You know how I know that? Because I hurt my knee, and I was hunting for a knee scripture.
Amen.
And I meditated in that, and I thought about it, and I pondered it. Now, he sent his word and healed me. That'd been good enough. But I wanted a knee scripture. There's one in there, too. There's one in there. Now, listen, this is what happens when you meditate. See, meditation, I become acquainted with God. You know what couples in love do? They meditate. They focus. Thanks. Valentine's Day it was. Wade and I went out to eat. That was a mistake. Because we had to wait an hour for a table. It was the worst moment of my life. I know I'm in love, so I don't have to wait an hour for a table for somebody to tell me that they love me. You may not know that. You may need that reassurance, but I didn't need it. And this couple, the table next to us, they were meditating. I'm telling you, they were focused. And the waitress came and said, I know because I'm right next door. Said, do y'all need anything? She repeated it. Is your food okay? They hadn't lifted their fork yet. How would they know? She finally gave up and left. Felt sorry for her. That's the way I'm about my Father.
Yes.
He said, Becky, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door will be open unto you. Becky, everyone that asks me receives. He that seeks, find. He that knocks, the door is open unto him. He said, Becky, whatever you desire in my name that you believe you receive, I'll give you. He said, Becky, all things are possible if you'll believe. See, this is written to me. It's my book.
Yes. Amen.
It's my book. It's my book. It's my book.
Yes.
It's mine. It talks to me.
Hallelujah.
He said, whatever, Becky, listen, Becky, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. That's what he said to me. That's what he said to me. He said that to me. He said, whatever, Becky, you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Thinking, yeah. Yeah. Now, I just want to build a bridge for tomorrow. This works really good when I'm praying for me, because I know God and I know me. And if I approach God and I realize I'm insecure and I'm not certain, don't pray. Do not pray. Go back to the Word.
Yeah.
Shore up. You know, I don't know why somebody was dumb, da-dum-dum. But we had a cement truck come into our house. This is a wooden, one-lane, hand-built bridge. You know what I'm telling you? And the cement truck came across that bridge.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, he did. I could not believe it. We have a back driveway, and the bottom of his ticket, I said, let me see that order. It said, do not cross bridge. Please enter at rear. I said, can you read? Look at this. Do not. But listen, we never did have any trouble with those support posts after that. He came across and those posts went, in fact, we had to have our bridge raised. It was lower than the ground level. But those posts were in the ground. And see, as I meditate, I'm putting the Word of the living God in the ground of my heart, just pounding it. Bam! 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 And then if there's any dilemma, because I know whom I have believed.
Hallelujah.
And am persuaded, not partially persuaded. And if I'm not fully persuaded, I go back and pound on the Word a little more. Be fully persuaded. The weapon of prayer to make it effective is your knowledge of the Word of God that causes you to be fully acquainted with a gracious and loving Father.
Hallelujah.
Now, when I'm praying for you, I don't know what you know. I don't know what you believe. So I'm going to have to pray differently for you than I would for me. If I go and say, Father, thank you that I am healed. In Jesus' name. That's going to work for me.
Yeah,
because I know what I believe.
Yes.
And I know who I believe.
Yes.
And I'm confident.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if I'm praying for you. And I say, I thank you, Father, that Mary's healed.
Amen.
Oh, thank God she's healed. And every time Mary opens her mouth, she says, doctor says I don't have long to live. I guess I'm going to die. I'm in such pain, such agony. And then they give one of my favorite lines, I don't know why God did this. Then I know they don't know him at all.
That's
wrong. Oh, they don't know him
That's
at all.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'm going to have to pray different for Mary.
That's right.
Every time I say Mary's healed and she says, I think I'm going to die, she cancels my
That's
prayer.
Right.
She just keeps canceling my prayer, canceling my prayer. I think, phew. What am I going to do? I know how to pray for me. How am I going to help her when she won't keep her mouth shut? See, I'm pleading her case. God and I are pleading together. We say, Mary is healed. I'm so glad Mary is healed. She says, I think I'm going to die. So obviously the prayer of faith is not going to work here.
That's right.
Come on. Hey, man, it just isn't going to work here because Mary doesn't have any faith. What are we going to do? Would you believe this is like a to be continued? I'm not going to tell you tomorrow.
No.
Going to have to pray differently for her than I would pray for myself. I have to have the same confidence in God, the same knowledge of God. It, the prayer of faith is what things soever you desire when you pray that you believe that you receive. The prayer of faith works for you. You very, 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 very seldom can get the prayer of faith to work for anybody else. It works for your children who are under your authority, who have not yet come to the age of accountability and knowledge of God. Amen. It occasionally works for somebody that's a brand new Christian. But that is so very seldom. God's provided many different kinds of prayer, and what I pray for myself and how I help me, and when I go boldly and flow the word of God and God and I repeat the word, he says, Becky, you're healed. And I said, I'm healed. You said so. 1 Peter 2:24.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm going to have to do something entirely different for Mary. Entirely different. Different kind of prayer. Prayer of faith won't work for Mary. I only saw the prayer of faith in my tenure of praying work for somebody else one time. Since 1977, only one time. Now see, if I go and I say, Lord, I thank you that you healed Mary in Jesus' name, I think I've prayed effectively, Mary's going to die. Because she's not in faith.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on.
We were praying for Wayne's dad. He went to be the Lord in January. He was to have gallbladder surgery. We never did tell him. If you tell everything you know, you'll never be effective.
Amen.
Forget it. Do not tell. Well, he went into the hospital to have surgery, and Wayne said, we need to pray for Dad, and I said, we will. I couldn't make up my mind how to pray, what to do. So you don't have to pray in a hurry. Unless somebody's hanging over the edge of the bridge, you got time. And he reminded me two or three times. I said, we will. I haven't made up my mind what to do. And so the day before the surgery, he says, we are going to have to pray for Dad. I said, okay, we're going to carry him on our faith. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. But I waited until I had that revelation, until I knew in my spirit that would work. But that seldom works. Well, let me tell you what happened. We prayed and agreed that he was healed. Now, see, that normally will not work. You can't agree for the other person. You cannot agree for somebody else. It won't work. It works, you know, every now and then. Well, they ran his test and the machine wadded it up. Whatever x-ray, whatever they were doing, the machine, we rotted up all the tests. They got to rerun the test. And I'll tell you what I think happened.
Yeah.
Because the next day they ran the test, they couldn't find the problem. Because I was a little slow to pray, God sent an angel to wad up those x-rays. But see, I knew in my heart I can carry him on the prayer of faith. Now, we've tried that in so many cases, and we've failed. Failed. And then we've said, well, it wasn't the will of God. No, dummy, you didn't pray right. Can I call you that? It's all right. We are dumb in Florida, too. Oh, but to know how to pray effectively, to know how to solve my problem with heaven, to know how to be of maximum help to you.
Yes, praise God.
Oh, how important that is. But it all begins. I'm not talking about occasionally begins, some of the time begins. Every single time, for every single kind of prayer, it all begins with thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
With the word of the living God. Yes. And what God has said. Yes. Now, he made you a watchman. But what did he say? What did he call watchmen? He said, I've set watchmen upon the wall. They that are the Lord's watchmen remember the word of the living God. And what they're doing is watching for an occasion to put the word against a dilemma.
Yes.
I'm ready. If anything shows up, I've got the word.
Hallelujah.
To put right on that problem.
Amen.
And then having done all, I'm going to sit down.
No, stand.
I'm going to what?
Stand.
Ephesians 6:18 says persevere. You know what persevere is? It's having done all to
stand.
The word does not say a lot of different things.
Right.
If you stand and you persevere, you've done the identical same thing.
Yeah.
We'd say, hang in there. Boy, thank you, Father.
Yes.
Now, don't try to read the Bible through. That's not meditating. I'm not against reading the Bible through, but if you have a dilemma, reading the Bible through won't help you.
Come on.
Meditating. One spot. I hear and I obey. 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 I hear and I obey, Lord. I hear and I obey. I don't use but two or three tunes in my singing. That's because I'm such a quality musician. Now, I don't know what you need tonight, but the first thing you need to know is what the Bible says about your need. And don't pray. Listen, I said, don't pray unless you know. You know what you do in an emergency and you don't know what to do? You find somebody does know.
Amen.
And if I have an emergency prayer and I don't have a clue about what God said, I go to my Holy Ghost friends. Because what's the foundation of prayer? What's the foundation of prayer?
The Word.
What's the foundation?
The Word.
And what happens when I know the Word? Become confident. And what happens to confident people?
Results.
Fruit. See, He's a great, big, wonderful God. He's a great, big, wonderful God. God who loves every one of us. Done so much for all of us. He's a great, big, He's your great, big, wonderful God. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. I had a friend years ago that had been meditating in Acts 10:38. You meditate, it builds faith, it builds confidence, and it defeats the devil every time. I'm not reading the Bible through for my dilemma. I'm meditating in a phrase, a scripture, a verse, because I'm going to pray that verse, I'm going to plead that verse. God and I are going to stand together on that verse.
Yes.
She'd been reading and talking about and meditating and quoting Acts 10:38. Over and 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 over. This really happened. She was at the grocery store, and the cashier said, "Ma'am, that'll be $10.38. And she never thought about it. See, when you meditate, it gets pounded into you. It's embedded. Before she thought, she said, "That's how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil." And the lady said, "Pardon me?"
Glory, glory, glory. Amen.
Thank you. I just want you to get it. I'm just lording here in the atmosphere of the Spirit. Till you get it. Nobody knows the music I know. But we used to sing, "Pleasing Him pleases me. Pleasing Him pleases me. I love Him. He loves me." You don't have any trouble standing in one spot if you're in love. Do you? Do you love Him? Then what keeps you from reading?
Come on. That's right.
That's right.
Come on. That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. That's good.
Good.
Hallelujah.
I love Him. He loves me. I love Him. He loves me. If you love Him, nobody has to tell you to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah.
If this morning you went and picked up your Bible in the back seat of the car where it had been since last Sunday, your prayers are going to be ineffective.
Amen.
So if you stump your toe this week, call somebody else to help you, because your prayer probably won't work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
And I know we're in trouble when somebody in our household hollers, you know, we used to have Wayne and I and the children, now the children are both grown. Where's my Bible? Has anybody seen my Bible? Did you say that this morning? I love him. This is awful, isn't it? It's like surgery, isn't it? But listen, it'll be all right.
Yes.
Now let me give my other second tip. One gentleman rededicated, it was a gentleman that we knew, his life to the Lord. He's going to be on fire for God. I mean, he had an experience with heaven. I'm glad about that too. He said, I'm going to read and pray an hour every day. I said, oh, please don't. Please don't. Begged him. You know why? He can't do it. I knew what's going to happen after the first week. He's going to quit. And his dedication goes down the tubes. I said, you know what? Tom, try 10 minutes. Be good. Try 10. Listen, if you haven't done any, don't shoot for an hour.
Amen.
Get up 10 minutes before your coffee. Or I'm not opposed to you drinking your coffee and spilling it on your Bible. Do something.
Come on.
That's right.
That's right.
See, find out what can you do. Why? Because as you meditate, you build the Word in your heart.
Yes. Yes.
You come to know God.
Hallelujah.
Then you can reach Him.
Amen.
I don't have any trouble reaching Wayne. This Wayne Cumby. I don't have any trouble reaching him. I'd know his voice if we got separated. He went, what, the wind blew us apart. And I heard this voice. I think, that is Wayne. Where is he? I know his voice. Do you love God? Then why aren't you meditating?